Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchas Mamrim, the laws of rebellion, which is the third out of the five halachas in the Sefer Shoftim, the book of judgments, which yesh b'cholam tisha mitzvahs. In the category, there are nine commandments, sholosh mitzvahs, I say three positive commandments, v'sheish mitzvahs lisei, and six negative prohibitions. V'zeh pratan, and these are their specifics. Aleph number one, las l'pi ha-toyra sh'amru lo n'bez na'gadol, that we have to go based on the Torah that the high court tell us. Beis number two, shalei losim the brim, not to stray from their words. Gimel number three, shalei hisab al Torah, not to add onto the Torah, libe mitzvah shabiksav, not on the written commandments, libe perushin shalemadim peyashmu, and not on their interpretation, which we learned from tradition. Dal number four, shalei legrim, and I call not to diminish from all of this. Hey number five, shalei lekal avayim, not to curse father and mother. Vav number six, shalei lakosim, not to hit them. Zayin number seven, lechabim, to honor them. Ches number eight, leyarim, to fear them. Tes number nine, shlo yeha ben seyder moira al kol of the imah, that the son should not be rebellious and wayward from the voice of his father and his mother. Ubeir mitzvah elah, and the explanation of these mitzvahs of the parakim elah are in these chapters. In the seventh parakim, the first two discuss the reliance on the bez nagodla, on the Sanhedrin. Gimel and Dal discuss the zakah mamri, the elder who defies the words of the Sanhedrin. Parakim and Bab discuss regarding how we encounter our fathers and mothers. And Perek Zayin discusses the specific halachas to the Ben Sarim Mer. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses the strength of the Bez Nagadol, and what do we do in situations of machlekes when there's dispute. Begins Ram Halacha Aleph regarding the reliance on the Sanhedrin Hagadol. Bez Nagadol Shib Yerushalayim, the high court in Yerushalayim, him Ikar Torah Shemapeh, they are the primary of the oral law, they Mudi Harodah, and they're the pillars of ruling. U'mehem, and from them, Chikum Mishpat Yetzir L'chol Yisrael, statute and judgment goes out to the Jewish, to all of the Jewish people. It's on them that the Torah commands us and is confident. Shneim like says in the Torah in the Varm, al pi haTorah sheyaducha, based on the Torah that they rule for you. Zumitza, I say this is a positive commandment to do like the Sanhedrin Hagadol. V'chol amayim b'Moshe Rabbeinu b'Torah, whoever believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and in his Torah, chayv lismach ma'isa dasalim, has to rely on the actions of our law on them, lishon aleim, and to be confident on them. Halacha base. Now, komisha ino eisei kairasim, whoever does not do like their ruling, oivah b'leisa say, violates negative prohibition, Hashem like says in the Torah, loisasim mikol adavar, you should not stray from anything, asher yigid l'cho yom in this moment, that they tell you right or left. But v'ein lekin olav zeh, we don't get lashes for this negative prohibition. They shenitin la'asaros misis bezin, because actually this can be given over to be a warning to actually be executed in court. How so? Because shakol chacham shemayr al debrim, because any sage that rebels against their words, misasa b'chenek, his death penalty is strangulation. Something like it says in the pasuk, v'isha shayasa b'zad megamin, any man that's going to do deliberately, etc., is going to get killed for rebelling against the Sanhedrin. Now, echad v'am shalom do'isim epiashmu, whether things that they learned from the tradition, from oral teachings, v'im teresh v'peh, this is what's called the Torah of, that's the oral law, which is based on from word, from mouth to mouth, from word to word, from teacher to student. V'echad v'am shalom v'mipiyudatim, or whether things that they learned from their own understanding, which is ba'achas min amidah shatayin erjeshvim, which is one of the 13 attributes that from the Brayser Rebbe Shmuel that the Torah is expounded with, and v'nidah b'neim sh'davazeh kachu, and it appears in their eyes that this is how this halacha is. Or ve'echad dvarim shasom sigla Torah, whether it be things that they made as a boundary, as a fence for the Torah. Or lefim ha'shashotricha, and according to what the times need. Ve'in ha'gezeris, they're the decrees, for example, not to eat chicken with milk, not just meat with milk. Vatakonis, and the institutions like Erevin and Tilz Yudayim. Vamenhagis, and the customs for that are there to support the law, or for tikkun olam, for example, not do melacha er pesach techatzais, or clapping a shans in the shana rabo, or saying hal and rosh chodashim, and many other things. Kol echad ve'echad me'ilah shleish adbaram, any one of these three categories, mitzvah sila shmar lehem, it's a pasuk mehem to listen to them. Bo'ivral, kol echad mehem, whoever violates any one of them, oivah b'leisin, violates negative prohibition of leisosim and adava that we mentioned before. Now, hareo eimah, the pasuk says, al pi ha'torah asher yiducha, based on the Torah that they teach you, Elu hatakanas, these are the institutions, v'gzeres, and the decrees, v'manhagas, and the customs, she'yedabim l'rabim, that they rule for the public, k'dil chazik adas, to strengthen the law, l'sakan o'ilam, and to make remedies for the world. When the pasuk says, v'al ha'mishpat ha'she'imru, and on the judgments that they say, elu dvarim she'ilmudu o'isim adin, these are things that they learn from logic, v'aches me'amidah shatarin jesben, from one of the attributes and the characteristics that the Torah is expounded with. When the pasuk says, m'kol adav she'gidl chovim, anything that they tell you, Zuha Kabbalah Shekibul Eishman Piyesh, this refers to the tradition that they receive person from person going all the way back to Moshe from Sinai. Halacha Gimel. What happens when there's a machlekes with the Sanhedrin and how to establish the halacha? So, Divrei Kabbalah, words of tradition that they received going all the way back from Moshe from Har Sinai, There's no dispute regarding them at all, because that's a clear tradition. Anything that you can find that is a dispute, but you do it, then it's known. Obviously, it's not a tradition going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, a devarim shel made in that din regarding things that they learned from logic, let's say a gzeris shava, which is, has the same word, or kabel chaim, which the Torah is expounded from. In a scheme aleim bezna gadol kulam, if the entire high court all agree, so they agree that's what it is, and that's what the halach is. But let's say there's a disagreement amongst them, again, because that's not a straight tradition going back to Moshe from Sinai, so then they go after the majority. And then the law is going to be after the majority. The decrees of the Kondas and the institution, the Manhogas and the customs. If let's say some of the Sanhedrin see fit, should all it's appropriate to make this decree, or the second the Kondas make this Takana, or to allow the people to have this custom. But some of the Sanhedrin saw, no, it's not appropriate to make this decree, but the second Takana, not to make this Takana, not to allow the people to follow this custom. So then the two groups, the two camps in the Sanhedrin, they go and they have this discussion, the discourse. Then they go after the majority. And again, then they're going to go ahead and produce this halacha after the majority. Now, when the high court was still around, there was never really a situation of disagreement in the Jewish people. Rather, anytime there would be a situation of doubt for any one of the Jewish people, so Shoyel LeBezdin should be either come and ask the court in his city. If they knew it, they would tell him. So then the questioner, Im Oisei Bezdin, together with that court, or with his agents, they go up to Yerushalayim. But Shoyel LeBezdin should be they ask the court that's by the Temple Mount, what halach is. If they know, they tell them. Im lav if not, kol bon lebezin shal pesach hazor. Now, all of them, they keep on getting bigger and bigger, because that court didn't know, goes to that court doesn't know. Then they all come to the courts, that's by the opening of the courtyard, which is higher towards the center, by the opening of the courtyard. Im yod, if they know, they tell to them. Im lav if not, kol bon lishkas hagazas. Then they all come to the chamber of the union stone, lebezin hagadol, to the high court, that's the Sanhedrin, v'sholin, and they ask them. If this is something which had developed a doubt for all of these parties, is Yeduah Tlebezin HaGadol, is known, the answer is known by the High Court, whether Beimim Pi HaKabbalah, whether it's from tradition that they have, Beimim Pi HaMidah Shadonabo, whether because of one of the different ways, the characteristics of expounding the Torah, so, and they know this to be the Halacha, so yeah, they answer right away. Now, but if let's say it wasn't such a clear Halacha, even by the High Court, so don't be b'shaiten. So they go ahead and they discuss it and they litigate this at that moment. And then they have a discussion amongst themselves. Until all of them agree, or they go and they take account. And they go after the majority. And they say to all those who had asked the question, and then they leave. And therefore, there was never machlekes because the high court would decide any question as the supreme court of what the halach is. But Mishabatl, Beznagal, but once there's no more high court, Rav Samachlikis B'Yisrael, so there was an increase of disagreements in the Jewish people, because Zematame, this one says it's impure, Vendezin Tamil Zbav, and they give the reasoning for his opinion. Vezemata, this one says it is pure, Vendezin Tamil Zbav, and they give the reasoning for his opinion. Zeoi, so this one says forbidden, Zemata, this one says permitted, and therefore that's where there's Machlikis in Klal Yisrael. Halacha Hey. Now, Shnei Chacham, two sages, or Shnei Batadin, or two courts, Shenechelku, that they have a disagreement. Shalobis manas anedjin, not a time of Sanhedrin, because time of Sanhedrin, you go to the Sanhedrin, they decide. Oi, atshalohaya dababarlem, or until, let's say even there is a Sanhedrin, where it wasn't clarified for them yet. So, beimiz man echad, whether it's at one time, beimiz echazeh, whether it's at different times, but echad matar, echad matame, one saying it's tar, one saying it's tame, echad oisav, echad matar, one saying it's forbidden, one saying it's permitted. So, if you don't know which way to go, let's say it's time sensitive and the Sanhedrin didn't come up with an answer yet, or there is no Sanhedrin. Then the rule is b'shal Taira halach acher hamachmer. When it's regarding biblical law, we go after the stringent opinion. B'shal Seifrim, when it's regarding rabbinic law, halach acher hamikra, then you go after the lenient interpretation.